This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, March 24th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. But we always knew there wasn't any Russian collusion by President Trump or myself. That was the main thing they cited in Congress to have me deplatform, was a Russian agent. Never called me to be interrogated, never brought me before Congress to face my accusers, but they said it nonetheless. Not one American charged with actual collusion with a Ruski. Meanwhile, we have the Democratic Party literally on the Chi-Com payroll. But what's coming next? A lot of Republicans and a lot of conservatives, a lot of nationalists are celebrating right now. And if you thought it was dangerous to be on the streets if you're a recognizable Trump supporter when Trump won, or in the last 2.5 years, let me tell you something. Since this news came out Friday, if I go to the grocery store, if I go to a restaurant, if I go to a comedy club, 95% of people that recognize me, and that's like half the people, shake my hand. But every 4 or 5 minutes, if I'm in public around a crowd, somebody starts trying to physically attack me. I mean, they are crazy people. Their whole identity is in that they are the chosen ones and that they are the intellectuals, because they're all unemployed or school teachers or professors who dress up as Antifa during the weekends, and they listen to NPR and believe, even though statistically they have lower IQs and are paid less, that they are the anointed ones. And it's just not going the way it was planned. So it's crazy. And I want to open the phones up today to get your take on this, but as I told you over and over again, they use the Russiagate and phony investigation, the Inquisition, the witch hunt, the real Red Scare, to not just cover up the illegal spying on Trump during the campaign and once he was president-elect, but to cover up the criminal activity of the Clintons and others with the Russians, because who would think people investigating Russia would be actually in bed with Russia, and then it was used as a dragnet to try to find dirt on Trump and his associates. But Trump is so clean compared to other, quote, politicians and people, that despite the fact they busted a few of his lawyers who had their own scams going on the side, in 2+ years, they haven't been able to find anybody other than Michael Cohen who will make up stuff. And so, yes, Mueller in his third phase, special counsel, was meant to find the dirt to hand off to Congress and to hand off to U.S. attorneys, and there will be more investigations, but they're going nowhere. That's what happens when the tyranny of an entrenched bureaucracy and political classes who had all their power handed to them runs into a sharp, aggressive, intelligent person like Trump. And then Trump's able to rally the people to take action, and the left thought intimidation and all the rest of us would make us go away. It only made us entrench. That said, though, just from what I've seen on the street, they are foaming at the mouth to stage Jesse Smollett stuff. I was in a restaurant, had people come in and threaten me 3 times. When I left the restaurant, they were waiting outside. Then when I got in their face, they go, "We're victims, we're victims, we're victims." And the leftist media grabbed it and posted it at the top. But it's like Jesse Smollett. We've got the raw footage. It isn't going to work. See, we're supposed to just roll over and die. We're supposed to just go away, but we didn't. We're still there, and we're still winning, thanks to you, the listeners. So that's just some of what we've got. We've got some of the epic former predictions of the Democrats. Now we've got their epic meltdowns, then your phone calls. But then the rest of the story. Yeah, a lot of good stuff's happening, but the globalists have got some tricks up their sleeves. We better look at those. Plus, some other really good news. Oh, my gosh. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Instead of making comments myself, it's just best to play a short compilation in a moment of the controlled corporate fascist media posing as leftists, posing as liberals. Just the walls are closing in. There's no doubt he's a Russian. Absolute proof. Russia stole the election. Total fiction. Russia, on a scale of 1 to 10 for infiltrating the U.S. politically, is about a 1. The Chinese are about a 20. You're like, I thought it was a scale of 1 to 10. Yeah. If the Russians were doing that, it'd be all over them. They're not. What they are doing is injecting a bunch of troops into Venezuela, which is in our hemisphere, and is dangerous, and it's wrong. Militarily, Russia's militarily a threat at about a 10. But see, we're not worried about that. We're worried about just dominating politically. But now the Attorney General, Bob Barr, has sent over the report, and he's sending it over to Congress, reportedly by tomorrow. He sent over a summary saying no Russia collusion, and the Democrats just don't know what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, there never was any collusion. We know that. The Democrats tried to steal the election. They failed. They tried to discredit the election. And because they're globalists and are anti-American, that's the point that made them lose the election. So they went, wait, how do we globalists that want to get rid of the country and say America was never great, it'll never be great? And that's what all these new members of Congress have said. America sucks. It's horrible. It's terrible. It's embarrassing. Capitalism is irredeemable. How do they then make it look like they're good guys? Oh, Trump's a Russian. He wants to hurt America. No one buys that. And now, the big dragnet they had to illegally spy on everything Trump's done for years, that they claim was a Russia investigation, is over. And they're farming out to different U.S. attorneys pieces of dirt they think they found in the next round to try to come after Trump and impeach him. But the defeat of this whole thing and the fact they could not find one person that actually colluded in the Trump camp shows how outsider Trump was. Trump was not a political insider. Trump was a maverick. Trump did things his own way. Trump took his own counsel. All the other parties and political systems are councils that sit around and war game ideas and send it to insurance companies and send it to think tanks and then come up with consensuses of lining their own pockets and selling the country out. Trump comes in and is his own guy. Say what you want about him. He's definitely the president. He's calling the shots. And that fundamentally freaks out the D.C., L.A., New York, San Francisco power axis. They don't know what to do. They disdain the Midwest. They disdain Illinois. They disdain Texas. They disdain everything from Tennessee to Alabama out to most of Washington State to Idaho to Utah to Montana to Colorado. And so say what you want about Trump. I'd give him an A-plus right now. He had about an A-minus, which is better than Hillary's, like a negative F. But when he signed the executive order Friday, right when he knew the report was done, as our sources told us, he dropped the hammer. Tens of billions of college money at state colleges and federally funded colleges that keep running the censorship will have their money pulled. That's default. It's discriminatory. Federal law says that. They'll try to challenge it in court, just like everything else Trump's done. It'll get shot down at the Ninth Circuit. It'll win at the Supremes. That took Trump from about a 91 to about a 96. If I was president, I'd probably be doing about a 55. Just because you want to get something good done doesn't mean you can get it done. This is phenomenal. And in this instant gratification culture, people don't appreciate what we've got. But I got to tell you, I still love Trump the last couple months. And I was sincere on air that I was upset he wasn't fighting the censorship. But I knew getting all of you active and everybody else on target, along with Tucker Carlson, even Don Jr. and others, going after his dad, saying you need to take action. This is front burner. Word is Trump's going to do it. And I got that word about a week ago before he did it. They said, look, relax. Cavalry's coming. And I figured that. It's just that now I've gone from my gut telling me Trump's totally on target to thinking, thank the Lord. But as I told you, Justice Department says Mueller report does not exonerate Trump. They still may try obstruction. I love it. Obstruction of a crime that doesn't exist. So they're going to try a bunch of other crap, but this is a big blow. And it's because MSM's failed to turn people against Trump. They failed to kill the economy. They failed. And a lot of this power structure is pragmatically going, why are we going to fund a civil war and let the Chinese run everything? This isn't even good for the elite. Why? Just stop. But it's all about the left's hate of America. It's spiritual. So here's part of a compilation that's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Donald Trump's finished. The walls are closing in. Here it is.
Donald Trump's done. He's done. There's no question about that. He's done.
Breaking news.
A bombshell.
Today is a turning point. Today was historically bad for President Trump.
Today was a turning point.
A turning point.
We're at a turning point here.
The beginning of the end for the Trump presidency.
The beginning of the end.
And breaking news.
We have another bombshell.
Mike Pence might have to assume the office of the presidency.
The call for impeachment.
Rumblings of the word impeachment.
Breaking news.
Another bombshell out of the White House.
I believe this is the beginning of the end.
I do too.
It's really the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
He may be feeling the walls closing in on him.
All the walls closing in on him.
The walls closing in on him.
Breaking news, a new bombshell.
One astrologer says this means the beginning of the end for President Donald Trump.
The beginning of the end of the Trump presidency.
Trump will resign.
Trump is going to resign.
Is this the tipping point? I know we've said it over and over.
You think this is a tipping point?
And over and over.
This is a tipping point.
And over and over.
Breaking news, President Trump off the rails.
There's a beginning of the end today.
The beginning of the end.
It reminds me a lot of the last days of Nixon.
Breaking news tonight, new bombshell.
This is the beginning of the end.
The beginning of the end.
The walls are closing in.
The walls closing in.
The walls closing in.
Breaking overnight bombshell.
This is a very dramatic day, and I think it might be near a tipping point. Do you think this is a tipping point?
This is unbelievable. This is remarkable. Have you ever seen anything like this?
His presidency is crippled.
December 1st, 2017, you can mark it down. This is the day that everything changed.
We begin with the bombshell.
The beginning of the end.
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 In fact, if this were a football game, we're in the third quarter. May even be the beginning of the end.
We begin tonight with the bombshell.
Donald Trump is in a lot of trouble.
Trump is in trouble.
The president will resign.
Another hour, another bombshell.
This is a tipping point.
Trump's going down.
This president could be impeached.
I do not think the president will serve.
serve out his term.
Resignation.
Resignation.
I don't think this president is going to serve out his term.
Mr. Trump will not serve out his term.
He will not serve out his term.
No way. No how.
Breaking news.
Absolute bombshell.
I think Donald Trump is in trouble.
Donald Trump is not. He's done. And it's over.
It's over.
The wall's closing in.
The wall's closing in.
This is going to be the Achilles heel.
Breaking news tonight. I expect Trump to depart.
This week will be the watershed week.
Trump is in big trouble.
Trump's in a lot of trouble.
It's a sign of a terrified old man who feels the
walls
closing in.
The walls
are increasingly
closing in on him.
Tonight the walls
are closing in.
Today changed everything. This is the beginning of the end.
Today the biggest
tipping point for the Trump administration.
What a historic day. The bombshells, they fell.
It's entropy and it's crumbling internally.
He's underwater. He feels
the walls closing in.
Could his testimony be a turning point?
We may be at a tipping point.
It's the beginning of
the end.
The beginning
of the end.
Another bombshell.
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 This is a bombshell.
It is a bombshell.
I am beginning to resent the word bombshell.
And then Twitter users showed clips of Rachel Maddow and others crying when Mueller found no collusion with Russia, and Twitter banned them. Those clips are coming up. Last night when I had leftists come into a restaurant and yell at me and scream at me, they were going to get me. I tried to leave. They accosted me and then told security I'd come out and accosted them. You got to give them the left, man. They know how to unify lie, as you just saw. It's a very nasty, nasty group of delusionals. The good news is humanity's waking up to them, and the jig is up. The jig is up in a big, big way. No, you're the colluders. You're the people that hate America. You're the left.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Open the phones up in the next segment, specifically on what do you think of Mueller? A lot of people say, well, it's added credibility to Mueller now because he didn't find a collusion. No, there was none. There were low-level campaign aides that the Russians talked to. There were a few Russian ambassadors, people that went to big campaign events trying to meet with the guy after he was the nominee. That's standard. There was General Flynn, when Trump was president-elect, already making contacts with the Chinese, Russian, British, French, Mexican, all the major leaders. Canadian. But you see, the controlled corporate press knew that the public didn't know standard procedure. So they made everything Trump did look like some giant criminal activity. It's like they had that first G20 meeting and Putin was there. It was like, what did he say as they walked down the hall of their leaders? They talked to each other for up to a minute. It was like, dun, 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 proof of treason. Then, when he hit Trump, 6 months after he should have, in office, should have been one of his first meetings, superpower nuclear weapons, they send the Russian ambassador, Lavrov, and he meets with Trump for like an hour, and it's like, treason, ladies and gentlemen. Trump met to... The president meets with foreign leaders. He's the head of a branch of government. But we had to watch this. And, you know, it's surreal when you're walking through a hotel lobby or at the grocery store and you hear, F you, you Russian, I hope you go to prison or die. And you turn it some businessman or it's a businesswoman, someone's with their kids, and you're like, I'm an American patriot. Shut up, traitor! Stay away from us! And it's just very Twilight Zone. It's like, you're a Martian space alien. None of it's true, but you're just like, But these are conformist leftists. They watch PBS and CNN, and they believe it's God. They believe every word of it. And to them, this is their whole identity, and because it's not true, they're freaking out. I have personally, since this happened on Friday, since we heard the report came out, no collusion, not confirmed by the Attorney General, set to publish almost all the report except for some secret names, sources. And I'll just be walking down the street and all of a sudden someone just pulled their car up and they start going like, I mean, they literally think, I'm like, yes, I am with the FSB. I can make my orders from a bulletin. And if you say to them, hey, Hillary got hundreds of millions of dollars from Uranium One. Hey, you know, the globalists want to get rid of our country. And then shift to, shut up, racist. Shut up, Nazi. Shut up. And then they try to attack you. And their spirit is Jussie Smollett. That's what they do. Because they're virtue signalers. They don't produce. They lie. And our big, rich, powerful, free market country has created a climate. You've seen it at the Grand Canyon. You've heard about it in Japan with those monkeys that are so fat that live by the volcanic hot springs that, you know, the equivalent of like 500-pound men. They're so fat. The ratio of obesity. And they're just totally lazy, hateful, mean. Suddenly when there's no work to do because everybody just gives them food, they're mean to each other. They do bad things. They throw poop at people's cars that give them food. When you pull up to give them food, they get mad at you and scream at you. Just 50 years ago, they wouldn't even get in the pools. We're scared of humans. Now they run everything. That is the mindset. And because no one's ever stood up to these little spoiled brats, they believe they're God. It's unbelievable. So the question to callers at 877-789-2539, where do you think this goes next? 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. So let me tell you something. The corporate media are such liars. Twice yesterday I had leftists. One time a guy slowed his car down when I was downtown to go eat dinner with Joe Rogan. And another time, when these people were confronting me in a restaurant and then telling security that I'd come over to their table and they were on record coming over to me, I just stood up to them. And they go, "Where's your kids? Aha, I lost your kids." I'm like, "Well, they're at home with the nanny." I didn't say that. I've got my kids 95% of the time. But the media says I lost my kids. The media says we're bankrupt and have been shut down. The media says we're losers. Because to the left, it doesn't matter if InfoWars is just as successful as it's ever been, in a way even stronger. More hardened, more focused. Our listeners understand the score. We're more battle-hardened. But the left doesn't care. They want a simulation in their head. But when I'm in an airport, this has happened every time I've flown in the last 2 years. When they see me with all four of my children, sometimes right in front of my wife and kids, they come over and they go, "F you and F your family." And my 14-year-old son, he's 16 now, said, "Hey, man, that's not very nice." And they said, "F you. You want to fight?" And two grown men bowed up to him. And then when I came over, they ran off. That's who the left are, ladies and gentlemen. And you have to understand that there's no end to them. You have to understand there's no end to these people. They're entitled. They've been brought up in universities in their own bubble where they're allowed to intimidate, attack anybody they want. And they're now supposed to come out and conquer the world. Hillary was supposed to win. They were supposed to all get big, high-powered jobs. They were supposed to run our lives. They were born to rule, born to run, like Beto. I shot of him out in the desert where he doesn't even live, in Grand Canyon, 200 miles from where he even lives. And it's like, the prophet is here. They go, "Are you a prophet?" He says, "I was born for this, yes." And what does he say? He says, "There's no question Trump is a Russian agent." Today. Well, if Russian agents get thousands of new factories and strengthen our military and take care of the veterans and stand up against censorship and get us out of foreign TPP that took our sovereignty, boy, we sure need more Russians running things. No, Trump's a hardcore American. And he's from a winning country. And he knows we're going to dominate if we just promote American values. And he isn't part of the sick, Chi-Com-loving cult that sold the country out. And now under his leadership, we're learning about the treason that we told you about with Google and all the rest of these big telecoms. And I was told by sources, just settle down, Alex. As soon as the Mueller report comes out, Trump's dropping the hammer. He's not going to wait till the next election to stop the censorship. He knows. He's suckering them in so that they get really arrogant and admit it all. And it's true. As soon as the CEOs went on TV and admitted, okay, we are censoring and we're going to do more, Trump went, "Oh, well, that's illegal then." So he definitely has patience. He's 72, I'm 45. Stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back. He found it. The tip of the spear. The most hated broadcast in the world. By pedophiles. Comics.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
By the way, there's just too much gold to get to even a 10% of it. But at NewsWars.com, if you're a radio listener, you definitely want to go look at Collusion Delusion, Dems' best Mueller meltdown memes. After 2+ years of the harassment, the attacks, There's got to be at least 10 congressional hearings I watched where they would just go, Alex Jones is a Russian agent, needs to be shut down. He takes his orders from Putin. And Obama set up that CIA stay behind network, and they shut down almost everybody. So you can say, oh, well, ha-ha, no collusion. They use that cover to turn intelligence agencies loose on the American people and censor the living hell out of everybody. So it's satisfying that they couldn't dig anything up or make anything up, but it's kind of like having your legs chopped off and then talking about how it's satisfied because they didn't get your throat slit yet. And believe me, with that whole big fake dragnet, they dug up lots of dirt on Trump associates for taxes or checks or girlfriends. And the next phase, I told you it was coming, but they've said it's here. I see one of the callers is making the point. Yeah, the Dems were already saying Mueller sold out. Oh, yeah, right. The establishment guy brought in, works for the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama, all of them. There's no Russia collusion. They grilled everyone, trying to get people to make something up. The best they had was one of the Trump people talked to a Russian agent at a bar in Italy, and then got questioned about it a year later and forgot about it. Oh, my gosh. He talked to a Russian. It's kind of like the beginning of that great movie, Aliens. Sir, is this going to be another bug hunt? I'm like, who's that? Apparently, she saw an alien. It's like, apparently, he talked to a Russian once. Oh, my gosh! Woo! It's just like... You know, I just can't help but I have to tell the truth. You know what? I'm not going to say it on air. I had Jack Posobiec on Friday, and I basically said it then. But you know these Google executives and people helping oppress the Chinese people, giving them all our secret DARPA technology. If a colonel in the military gave 1/1 million to the Chinese, something like that, they'd never even get tried. They'd be killed. You signed on for that. You should be. And I know there's a lot of money and everybody's been bought off by China, but my God, we've been sold out. And the audacity to point their fingers at people like me and Trump and say, we're on foreign payrolls? No, you are, and you know it, scum. And I'm not going to do anything to you. Because that's not my department. But the worm is turning. Doesn't mean if I needed to, I wouldn't. You're found guilty of treason. They want me to kick the switch to open that trap door and drop your neck down and snap that son of a bitch. I swear to God, I'll pull those levers all day. Because I'm sick of your crap. You're not just traitors selling us out to a horrible authoritarian regime that's killed way more than Hitler did. You're trying to take my freedoms and lock my ass up. To quote Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. Anyways, I've just had enough. I am not a traitor. I am an American. That's all I've ever done. Everyone knows that it's all my family's ever done. And I am sick of these traitors pissing all over the country and getting away with it. I said I'd give these clips to go to your calls. I'm sorry. You try having your phones tapped. You try getting followed around by the FBI where they want you to know they're out in the parking lot. You try questioning your friends and family. You try the whole system trying to bankrupt you, and they know full damn well you have no connections to foreign powers. It's disgusting. And again, I'm not saying 99% of the FBI is involved. It's these special dirty units. And this is a big defeat for them. Believe me, they thought they'd find something. My God, you go to D.C., there's Russian and Chinese and Indian and Mexican and Saudi and Qatari money and Dubai money just flying everywhere. So they thought, well, there's got to be something because they're all knee-deep in it. A lot of them over their heads. But there wasn't. Because Trump doesn't trust anybody and runs everything himself. And That's why you're so scared, is he's the total outsider. Just like I'm a total outsider. I don't want to be in D.C. around all you people. I don't need to be around your establishment to think I've arrived. I've arrived genetically, spiritually. I don't want to be around you. There was some free open country better than this one. I'd get out of here. I don't live out in the middle of nowhere. So don't you ever try to say I'm you. And this is a big repudiation of your treasonous garbage. So it is a victory. But they're not going to give up. Here's Mark Dice breaking down some of their whining and puling once things didn't come through the way they wanted it. Here it is.
Well, Robert Mueller has finally ended his investigation into the Trump-Russia collusion conspiracy theories and handed his big nothing burger of a report into the Attorney General's office. Before we take a look at how the liberal media is reacting to the news that there will be no impeachment, let's take a quick trip down memory lane.
You told the Washington Post last week that, quote, there's a smell of treason in the air when it comes to this investigation.
We are looking at the possibility that the President of the United States and those around him during an election campaign colluded with a hostile foreign power to undermine the basis of our democracy.
Donald Trump now sits at the threshold of impeachment.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question that what he is doing is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
It does look like collusion. It does look like he's listening to Putin more than he is American intelligence. And frankly, I've never seen that before.
Vladimir Putin and his associates, somebody has something on Donald Trump.
We're hearing a new word, right? He said it was treason.
Do you believe that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in the 2016 campaign?
Yes.
Do you believe the president himself colluded with the Russians?
Yes, he colluded, and I don't think that's a hard answer to the question at all. I
certainly say with confidence that there is significant evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia.
It's beyond the shadow of a doubt to me that if there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude with a foreign power.
And in the report, then goes into the fact that they now have to admit that that's not the case. We'll come back and play some more of that in a moment. But I wanted to play Maxine Waters. She says, oh, nothing stops. We just go forward. Now, remember, this is a lady that wants to get rid of our borders. This is a lady that wants to get rid of our sovereignty. She's a lady that says America sucks. She says drain the swamp came from Putin with no proof. Here's Maxine Waters flipping out.
And you have Donald Trump supporters, including his former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, out there tweeting and saying, essentially presuming that the president has been exonerated by the report. And in Nikki Haley's case, saying that it's been completed and everyone should just move on. It's a curious position to take since we don't know what's in the report. But do you see colleagues on the other side of the aisle sort of declaring this whole thing at an end and wanting no further inquiry? I know that the House has something like 80 subpoenas still out.
Absolutely. Well, I want to tell you that this president has a way of trying to get into people's heads and indoctrinate them. He's been saying no collusion, no collusion, no collusion, over and over again for a long time now. And he's going to try and conclude that this report is proving that there's no collusion. And you have a lot of his sycophants who will, you know, take the nod from him and they'll say the same thing. But we cannot allow them to get away with this. He does this all the time. This is not the end of anything. This is it's the end of the report and the investigation.
All right, let's stop there. So now Trump runs Mueller. No, that's not true. There is nothing except you getting 30-something million to your corrupt husband of taxpayer money, and you're a damn crook. That's just what a damn crook. I mean, Maxine Waters is an America-hating witch. Dirty as the day is long, and then she points her finger at us and says, we're trading the country out when we're doing the opposite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information
so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The special counsel, after 2+ years, a giant dragnet, and all they could find was one of Trump's lawyers didn't pay $5 million in taxes for a taxi company he had, that had zero to do with Trump. And another lawyer in Chicago that was one of the lawyers on Trump Tower there, and his own personal tax deal as well. And then a few other lawyers. So a giant dragnet, a national security dragnet, looking into everything, warrantless spying. Trump has basically had a magnifying glass put on him that has never been done to a president in U.S. history. It's equivalent of a proctology exam every day, a dental exam every day. I mean, it's complete, and there's nothing there. People have been trying to set up Trump for 45 years. When he bought up golf courses because the old, rich, white people wouldn't let blacks, Hispanics, or Jews, or Asians be on them, they were all falling apart because all the weird old white people wouldn't let anybody in, but they were all like 90 years old and wouldn't let anybody in. Trump bought them up for nothing, but they'd come after him when he bought them up. It's famous. And they would look for any dirt they could with the local government, and they couldn't find it. Trump knows not having dirt is a good thing, just like me. There's no dirt. And I watch people try to always manufacture it, always like act like something we're doing is dirty or something we're doing is bad. Now, we do things that are private and secret, so the enemy doesn't know where to hit us, but we don't do anything illegal. I don't even speed anymore. I used to have a little bit of a heavy foot, very rarely. Today I got on the highway and was going like 60, and the car had like 100 car lengths behind me probably. It's way back there. Come zooming up like 100 on my ass. No kids in the car, no cars around me. All right, boom, 100 in about 3 seconds. And like, whoa, they're like, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Every once in a while, I get a little bit of a left foot. Maybe 5 times a year instead of 5 times a day now, though. And never when my kids are around or if the highway's busy. It's still not good. I shouldn't do it. My wife's like, sell the Hellcat and just drive your F-150. And it's true. But I'm digressing. That's it. You want to get me on something? That's it. I did it today. And it was really funny because there's these young kids in these little bitty Japanese cars from like Fast and Furious. They really think they're really fast. And they've got this thing about running up on the ass of your car. And if you're driving a real powerful muscle car, you just blast past them. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm digressing. You don't tune in for that. And I want to go to your phone calls. We'll start your calls next hour. Preston and Chase and Heather and Matthew and Virginia and Jim and Mike and David and Greg and Dennis and Pastor and everybody else. But getting back to this, since I mentioned the Mark Dice piece, here's Mark just playing some of the clips. I've got like a 10-minute compilation here, but here's a shorter, probably better. The video's up on Infowars.com and MarkDice.com. Here's some of them having to admit that, there's no collusion in the report, and now a summary's been sent. And now the full report's going to probably be released. They rarely do that because there's, names of sources and things. But other than those being cut out, it's going to be pretty much unredacted. Here it is.
It's beyond the shadow of a doubt to me that if there was not collusion, there was at least the effort to collude with a foreign power.
Let's go now to MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski for the latest, because I'm sure that the final round of indictments have been issued. And that those in Trump's inner circle are being arrested at this very moment.
ABC News, citing sources familiar with the investigation, reporting that no more indictments are coming from the special counsel. The report also highlights a letter from Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosen.
She just pulled the Ron Burgundy there. No more indictments are coming? But Michael Avenatti guaranteed that at least Donald Trump Jr. would get indicted for lying to the special counsel? Nope. Wrong again, moron. But surely the report says that the White House and the Attorney General's office tried to interfere in the Mueller investigation, right, Rachel Maddow?
He's notifying Congress formally there was never anything the special counsel sought to do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing.
This is a woman who was literally crying moments before going to air after realizing that all of her hopes and dreams came crashing down. Chris Matthews isn't much happier.
How can there be a charge here or a claim of a collusion? Formally, the term is advancing a Russian conspiracy to interfere and screw with our elections, basically. How can that be laid, that accusation be laid against the president by Mueller if he's not indicting any of Trump's people here?
So thank you for having me, Chris. I've been listening to the questions you've been raising. I think they're important ones, but I think it's hard to speculate until we've actually seen the
report.
I'm not speculating.
Why didn't he indict? We were told by a DOJ official tonight there will be no indictments. That means no indictments about collusion. Doesn't that startle you with after all these meetings?
The reason is, Chris, there's no evidence for that. Because
that's right. That's enough. Thank you, Mark. Yeah. If there isn't any evidence and it didn't happen, just because you said it yourself probably 5,000 times the last 2 years, Chris, and the rest of the media 100,000 times or more, just because you keep saying 2 plus 2 equals 7, it always equals 4. It doesn't equal 7. It doesn't equal 100. It doesn't equal 75,371. No. 2 plus 2 equals 4. Now I want to go to this, because we can sit here and laugh about this all day, but it's not funny. I've got a whole stack of articles here that are up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. You can read all the reporters' names. They didn't ban James Woods because he's still got a voice, but the lady that tweeted the image of Rachel Maddow crying, MSNBC got angry, of course, and complained. And just like I got banned from Twitter, the final straw was saying that Oliver Darcy, who gets people banned, is a punk to his face. I said, you're a modern book burner, shame on you. He's a public figure at work, at Congress. I tell him, how dare you, and dressing down, I was taken down. Because you don't criticize public figures. Well, stories up on InfoWars.com. Twitter bans user for laughing at Rachel Maddow's tears of despair over Mueller report. Here it is.
To do that Bill Barr stopped Mueller from doing. And that's everybody would like to see that from Robert Mueller as well as from Bill Barr. At this point, it's only Bill Barr who is speaking on Mueller's behalf. Robert Mueller is still, at this point, publicly silent, as he has been from the very beginning, although we'll have more on that in a moment.
That's what got banned. Laughing at a public figure. When I had these leftists confront me in a restaurant and wait outside for me, when I came out, chant death to me and all this stuff, and then when the security came, they went, he came to us, he's harassing us. It's what they did. And then the headline on Reddit was, Alex Jones can't deal with criticism and just attacks innocent people for no reason. See, that's how it works. They're the ones that can't handle criticism. They're the ones that can't handle speech. They're the ones that can't handle any of it. They want to slap you in the back of the head, pour coffee on you, and then when you chase them down, they get mad at you. Because you're supposed to just sit there and take it. You're supposed to be one-dimensional. We're going to go to break, come back with your phone calls. I've got a lot more, obviously, and a couple of other big issues we haven't hit yet. We've been covering some positive things. We have some really positive things I haven't hit. The SPLC implodes. President, legal director resigned amid sexual misconduct scandal. That's not even half the story. I'll break down the rest of the story when we come back. Please don't forget, we had a very successful Defend Free Speech, Stop Big Tech Censorship, 50-hour broadcast Thursday through Saturday, and those sales are extended to the end of the month, 50% off on all the supplements, store-wide free shipping, and on some of the specials as high as 60% off, which make them lost leaders, double Patriot points. That's 10% off for every dollar you spend on the next order. You get free shipping when you sign up. You also get auto ship when you sign up. For auto ship, you get 10% off on the next order. A lot of big specials. So whatever the great product is you need, these are the highest quality supplements, highest quality water filters, air filters, books, videos, T-shirts. It's all there. And it's your purchases that make it all possible. So we've come a long way together. I salute you and I thank you. And it's a win-win. So get your fish oil. Get your bodies. Get your turmeric. Get your Turbo Force, Beyond Energy Drink. Get your Nootropic, Brain Force. X2's back in stock.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Holiday heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.